Inventions and touched by being possibilities. By above, the first item. ACF is the top of six or mentioned the ESOP is zero. So the pasuk outlines both Yisuri. Then the Torah says, "Vahisa shabas ha'aretz lachem la'achla." Notice that the kudah is in the wrong place here, which is not uncommon. Someone did this with me. Not uncommon for computer tochniot. Shabbat ha'aretz became sabbat ha'aretz. Vahisa shabas ha'aretz lachem la'achla. Again, the mistake, Kadar Mimach, who had trouble, the Kayashev, the Asafa, the Kotzavasa, the Echol. So here we said there are two smadim, there are two sets of Isurim Malacha, Zuria hyphen Zmira, and then number two, that we're going to talk about Kitzira and Betzira. And the reason that it's so in Mara Malikarta, I'm sorry about Gilam and Alf, with more comments that. Zmira is subsumed under Zuria because both are for the same intention, namely to enhance the growth. And Betzira is hyphenated with Kitzira. Now we understand why Betzira and Kitzira are hyphenated. Clearly, those two more or less are the same. As I said earlier, they're synonymous. We're talking about someone who is harvesting the Gidul, whatever the makor of the Gidul is, but the harvesting is taking place, and that is a reference to both Kitzira, which generally refers to Tzvuah. As you can see, Betzira here, the Torah uses in the context of Anavim, of grapes. We spoke about Zemira and Zria. That's a bit more complicated, but we're not focusing on that this evening. And we also spoke about a malacha that's not mentioned here, which is Chamisha. So we indicated that the Torah does not at all include Chamisha among the malachas Hasuras during the course of the Shemitah year. And the Gemara in Ma'akad, we saw as well, brings a Machogis Amaroyim. Machogis Amaroyim, whether Chavisha, the Gemara has a Klal, part of Klal, is Chavisha B'Shvi'es Asa in Torah. But the Gemara actually is Dochen, that possible Svara, because again, that it's not specifically mentioned in the context of this Pasuk, which outlines, as I said, four malachas. Okay, so now we're going to just talk about the major issue, which is raised already by the Sifra and Bahar, the next citation. The Sifra asks the obvious question. If the Torah has interdicted, essentially prohibited, Kitzira and Betzira, what in heaven's name are we supposed to eat? The Torah says, Lo Sitzar, Lo Sitzar, and yet the second later, the Torah says, Lo Sitzar, Shabbat Sa'aras Lachim La'achlo. There seems to be a Sirah in Eubed. So right away, the Chazal are on top of that, and here there are probably four different approaches in Rishonim to resolve this contradiction. Let's look at the Sifra first, because that's the fundamental issue, and then that Sifra, there's a lot of discussion among the Dalei HaRishonim. The Sifra says that in the Nisirat HaBasitzor, min HaShamur Ba'aretz, Ein HaTov Bozer. Shamur means if someone decides not to be Machir, his property. Shamur, he's going to keep it under lock and key. He's going to guard it. That's the term Shamur. So, of course, he's violating the positive mishpatim, bashvi'es tishpatenu netash, the obligation to be mafkir, the property. He doesn't do so. He decides it's going to be Shamur. So, that, the Torah says, is awesome. Avalatov botzer, and here the proper text is min hamufkar. There's a distinction between Shamur and that which is Mufkar. Mufkar means that you carry out your obligation. You are mafkir the property as you're supposed to do. So that you're allowed to be Botzer, that you can actually derive benefit from. Now the Sifra goes on to explain further the second language. This is from the first language, but also in the language of Los Sitzor. So there has to be some sort of a shinui in the way one goes about the harvesting. Los Sitzor, Kedera HaBotzer. You cannot go ahead and do the Betzira the way it's normally done Nikar Nomru. And this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos. We already had reference to this Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, Nikar Nomru Teinim Shel Shviyos, Ein Kotzim Osam B'Muktza. Now, Muktza is, we know the term Muktza from the Shabbos. Muktza means something which is not Muchat, something which has no Achana. But Muktza is also a Kli. Refers to an implement, refers to a utensil that's utilized for the purpose of detaching something from its chibul karka. So you're not allowed to use a classic kli, which is used to detach something, let's say, probably, I don't know, that's what they use it for, a scythe, the communist scythe, or sickle. Is that what they use it for? Or they use it simply, I only know it as an insignia of the communist society, but I assume that's what it was used for. And the like, anyway, the muktza refers to that kind of a kli. Now, churma is a kli which is not normally used for this purpose. So you'll have to do some sort of machinery, namely in the way the pu'ula, that the item is detached from the pu'ula karka, has to be somehow some sort of machinery. Ein darkan anav megat. You're not allowed to do the regular dvichat anavim, which takes place in a gat, in a wine vat. They said, actually, literally, the way they did it was, they had these massive, kind of, I call it chalitza shoes, but it wasn't the chalitza shoe. It's a shoe which is really designed to a very wide kind of shoe that literally pressed the olives. It was done in a very primitive kind of way. Today it's all done with machinery. But there, you're not supposed to do that. Aladochim ba'areva, again, it's done with machinery. Areva is a trough. It's a mishnah sochim. Osim zeitzim, bebad, bekotvia, bekotesh, umachlis, lebedida. Okay, the question is, what's called a shinu? That's the issue. How do you define the shinu? But the shinu has to take place. So now take a look. On this sifra, there are many different Rishonim who have what to say. First, we'll look at another eight. Tesis Masechta Sukkah, Abed Atam, very famous Abed Atam. He interprets this sifra in the following way. I'm going to point out that even Hefker, so even Hefker, though, the sifra is machal between Shamur and Hefker. Shamur is not permissible, and Hefker is permissible. But Abed Atam argues that even Hefker, the Derech Metzira is also. Aidei Shinoi, Shalom B'Derech Metzira, you're allowed to go ahead and utilize Hefker. Means even the Hefker mode has to be some sort of machinery. And the Shumar, of course, even Shalom B'Derech Metzira is also. He writes over here. I'm going to have the time. The Peres Vedam Meshumar Asurim, Kidrashinon B'Teras Kohanim, Inva Indi Zirechol Al Sitzor, Minam Mufra Atabotzer, V'yatabotzer Vedam Meshumar. The Zirechol Mashma, the Nozer Mehem B'nei Odom. This is a fascinating translation. He almost up in the time is trying to do what often the Balbim does and the Ksava Kabbalah does. Where do Chazal see this in the language of the Pasuk? Where do they see it in the language of the text? In vain this Yerefa no Sitzor, that there's a distinction between Mufkar and Meshumar. So he translates the word this Yerefa Nazar Mehen B'nei Adam. I mean, that term actually is even B'nozu B'kotshe B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk of Chumash also had even the Pasha of Nozim. Nozim basically means that one is obligated the Lahafrish Esas from an Ayayi. One has to separate himself. The Zirus is essentially an act of Afrosha, an act of separating yourself from that which is normally permissible to everyone else, but you are not allowed to leave a tub of yourself and not allowed to drink wine, etc. So that's the term he's trying to fit into the Pasuk, this idea. So I mean, the Tom Sheet, it's actually elaborated on much further. This taste of Asef Asukah, but it's also in Yevamos and a few other places. I'm not going to go to all places under the top. That's one explanation. Comes the Rashi Shas. You see the Rashi in Shvius. And the Rashi essentially says the following. I'm reading now item 3 on page number 8. The Choma de Asfina Nocha, Min HaMeshumar, Avon HaMuf Meshori Kuruche. He says whatever is also is Meshumar. Mufkar is completely permissible. Slightly different than the top. Takes a different kind of tag. Means basically an absolute heter for anything that's Hefker. There's no problem. You can regularly cut it, detach it as you wish. The Easter that's also is the Easter of Meshumar. There is a lengthy piece in the Ramban. If you take a look at the Ramban on page 7, again, I cut off most of the Ramban. It's a very, very lengthy Ramban. Maybe you should read first. Interesting, the Rashi, right above the first, will read that, but we'll read the Ramban. So Rashi writes, just translating the pasuk. Sviach Ketzirach. We know the word Sviach refers to, what I just mentioned. I brought it, the Sefer has Nispachim. That's very popular. Sometimes the Nispachim are larger than the Sefer itself. I think he always did that. Nispach refers to an addendum. or something which is added, a postscript. So here, Sfiach Yitzircha, the word itself, what does that mean, Sfiach Yitzircha, says Rashi? It means wild outgrowth, things that grow by themselves, that were not necessarily seeded, but that happens quite often. That's called sphere. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to be kotzer. So Rashi says, Lios Maxim Bo Kishar Kotzer, which sounds like shomor. That basically Rashi is telling us that you're not allowed to hold on to it the way you normally do. Hello Hefker Yaakov has to be something which is completely mufkar. And then the next pasuk, or the next part of the pasuk, Ibe Nizirecha Lositzar. Nizirecha, again, Rashi explains it as we just noted a moment ago. Nizirecha Shein Zarta Beifashta Beyadamem Balav Yivkatem. And on the Zirecha, Rashi understands similar to the word Shavur, essentially that which you held on to. Even though that's not, again, as I said, the popular use of the term, Nazir, but that's the term that's found in Chumash and in Tanakh any number of times. Los Tinsar also made a Botsir, Adam Abuka. So Rashi also takes a quite a similar to the Rashmi Shas, basically a distinction between Shomer and Hefger. There's only a question to be shown in whether we speak about Shomer, is it also the Natera? Is it also the Abana? This is a big machlokes of Rishonim. How to interpret the Isser of Shomer? So the Ramban in Vayikra over here directly below. So the Ramban understands the Lamim of Lo Tiksar that the Chena Inyan Shom Rosh and Kotsim Matenim, you're not allowed to go ahead and use a normal Makzeach, which is the Kli Hamiyuch Lekach, as we said earlier. And Kotsar Sam Bemukta of the Makzeach, that's a Kli Hamiyuch Lekach. Well, Darkum Adam Begas. So the Ramban says, Gader Yasmachim in the Rehem. Kedei Shalei Avo, De Shimur Masir Saperos, V'yigzul Asam in Adrian. Well, the Ramban understands that all these Lavim Lo Sitzor, means the Halacha is that Metzorech Atzmecho. We're talking about the Rabban, Chazal did not ask her, Peros Asada Meshumah the Kol Adam, but they didn't want you to take from Meshumah, and that's what he understands, that this all is an Asmachta. Now, again, the reason why he says an Asmachta, because the Pasuk clearly does not even a remez to this idea in the Pasuk. Very, very distant from the Pshuto Shemikra. Pshuto Shemikra tells us, don't harvest wild katsir, don't harvest in Venezuela. Where do you see in the Pasuk this notion that the Sifra takes out of the Pasuk, the distinction between Shomor and Mufgar? It's not at all in the text. Okay, there's perhaps an allusion to it, but certainly far from being explicit in the text. And that in general is an asmachta, the rabbanon. So the Chazanish, directly below, when he interprets the Ramban, that's the Ramban, the Ein Isur and Atara B'Mufkar, Liktzor Kineh HaKotzim, Elach HaChamim Masaru, La'asot Goder, Shelo, a person should not be over on Shamur, you shouldn't guard the item, V'yasmechu Akro. But that's the Ramban Peri Dala Alecha Alech Alech Habez, HaKotzim Kineh HaKotzim, V'abotzim Kineh HaKotzim, Loke. Mashma, Atilu Men HaMufka Kaman. The Ramban is not Mashma like that, says the Chazanish. Mashmosa the Rambam is that in effect that even if a person goes ahead and it's kotzer gedach atzom motzer motzer gedach atzom, that's an easy daraisa. Mashma even when I'm mufka, the kara adomer shein lavzeh the kotzer sadeh the kotzer steachem and didn't have kiyane the chal azara. So again, it's hard to, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam here is found the parent galah that you have over here as well. Take a look in page 8. There's the Rambam. Rami said the following: Aperos sheyotzei ha'ima mishvias. These pears that are produced by the tree on the seventh year. Lo yasvein kedar she'osim b'chol shana. Shenema v'esim v'nizirecho losibzar. And Rami says, "Yim botza la'avodah sa'ilon, or shebotza kedar chavotzim." Okay. Rami holds salam d'oraisa. The Rami tells the pasuk, but the Torah says, Tzviach Yitzircha Lo Sitzor, in Ben Yitzirecha Lo Sitzor, there's not a challah between Mufkar and Meshumah. That the halacha is that the Rambam says that you're normally allowed to be Kotzer Kedarko, and you're not allowed to be Kotzer Meshinoi, and the Rambam somehow completely does away with the chiddush between shamur and hefker, which is a pillar. And that's what all the Nosei Kamel of the Rambam are concerned about, why the Rambam does not accept what seems to be a fundamental chiddush that is made by the Rash, that is made by Tesis, Rabbi Natam, that is made by the Ramban. Okay, the question whether it's in the Rais and in the Rabbanon, that's in the Chokos of Rishon. But in terms of the essence distinction between Perot Shmurim and Perot Hefker, that's something that seems to be fairly obvious and fairly evident. And this is what the, as I said, the Mari Kukas and the Hazanish, and many actually discuss this issue in terms of the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam's directly below. He comments right away on this Rambam. A pair of Shiyotzi, her Elo B'Shriyas, because of Rashi, because the Rashi, which we just saw a moment ago above, that the Rashi said indicates that what's also is Minam Shumar, but Minam Mufkar Ki Urche, that you can actually, once you're mounting the property, you can go about your merry way. Because of Rashi, Kol Ma'ad Yasvin, No Chayin Minam Shumar. Ava Minam Mufkar Shaman Ki Urche, Yeruch Ha Yerushal, Yasvin Ha Kitzirch Ha Vasiktsor, Minam Shomu Boratz Yen Ata Bonser, Ava Bonser Ata Minam Mufkar. Umashma, as Hashem Amores, Ein Ata Bonser Kidar Gecho, Ava Bonser Es Kidar Gecho Minam Mufkar. Means Mufkar, you can go ahead and Kiruche, you can just go in your very way, the way you normally go. But Shomer is that which the Torah actually has forbidden. Kashali Olei, Balon Kol Asnos Hefker Eim Shriyas, Chiyist and Kosh Olei Yitzhak Derech Avotzim, Misha Ovar Shoma Kamer Bol Kiro. Everything is Hefker automatically. That's of course depends on the question whether Hefker has to be a proactive planning of event. Vashriyas Tishmetena Unatashto, or do you still have Hefker? The Shriyas Afkaitan of Malkasot, so the matter, that's another discussion that will happen with Hashem. So he said, "Yeshua shnei kusha zo hishmi b'avena zay yushalmi lo mukmin and kol v'meshu tovir da'im gavu mukar." But so the Rambam does not make any distinction between, as I said, shomer and mukar. So it comes out there really here four sheet as we've shown it. I'm not going to. I should have written the chart. It would have made it easier. It's just a little technical over here. Number one, we have the sheet up at the top. The peros that are shomer are surin tovir. Shomer is also according to the Tam. Once you build a fence around your property, you are violating a din daraisa of shmita. The Torah says that asur l'shamer, asur l'shmor, asur l'dot gader, all that is an awesome answer. However, peres hefker amuta, albeit with a shinui. Has to be some sort of a shinui and not be able to have access to peres hefker. The Rashmi Shans, which we also saw here, he holds that no, peres shmurim amutar only b'shinui. However, if peres are mufgarim, shori ki uche, that's the Yerushalmi, and you'll be allowed to use them regularly, normally, there's no distinction. Then we have the sheet of the Ramban, according to Mavdiko, that peres that are shomer are mutar, and peres that are hefker are also mutar. With the Rabban, you require a shiva. And from the Ramban, hakol mutar b'shiva, ein hevdel ben peres shmurim, the peres mufgarim, it doesn't make such a distinction between the two bichlal. I think there's a, I have to look it up again, but because so many people are making me wacky about the Het HaMechira. Every single day someone talks to me about something else in the Het HaMechira. They call it from this restaurant, that restaurant. Most of the restaurants are Het HaMechira. That's the, I didn't do a statistical study, but I would venture to say 75% of the restaurants in the country have Het HaMechira. That's what I see. And people from...
So most of them are Rabban?
Yeah, some of them. Talk about Rabban, and so the question is, why are there not more non-Het HaMechira restaurants? I think the answer is pretty obvious, because everyone's worried about guilt, about losing money. That's the maskon I came to. Just as the people here were concerned about losing money in Chutz La'aretz, and I know that if someone is not somich on Het HaMechira, because I told this to probably in this shul 100 people, I'm not exaggerating, in the last 3 months, they go into a restaurant and they call me up, Ke'ilu, they just discovered America. Wow, it's Het HaMechira. What are we supposed to do? And the cousins were not as, quote unquote, kol kach adukim ki Moshe'im. So I translate it into simple English. They're not as shrewd as they are. And that's why they're there. They really want to go there. I get a whole shtickel Torah, whole explanation. I mean, I personally don't frequent restaurants, so I don't have any of these problems. I avoid all these issues. So, if you're not sumich on the etzem mechira, can I eat peros of etzem mechira? So, the issue is shomor v'neva. This is the issue that we are talking about. But again, Perush Shmurim Shelo Yivkigo, going to most Rishon except Rabbi Natan. Zelo Sof Olam, that's what I'm showing you. Rabbi Natan holds us in the Torah. You have a problem. Anyway, what I told everyone, and they told me that they're not happy about this job. Eat it. Big Dusha Shvius. Eat it, Big Dusha Shvius. I've told 200 people. It's not my psak. Kach Kotuv. In which Madura? Oh, this is your area. The first Madura, Madani Eretz, that was censured in the second Madura. Eliminated for obvious reasons. Well, I shouldn't say for obvious reasons. Anyway, who I don't want to mention who, what it's all about, but this is my body. That's what I spoke about on Shabbos morning. But being glad and honest, I have difficulty with the whole mouth. Okay, but I'm just saying that if you go ahead and now you're going to use, as you are permitted to do so, but according to many Bashinoi, then they're talking about Hefker, so the Rashi Mishnah says you can do it normally, according to Rabbi Natan, you have to do some sort of Bashinoi. According to the Rabban, the Natan, you can do it without a Shin, and the Rabbanan requires, again, some sort of a Bashinoi. The Rambam holds Hakol Bishinui, Ben Shomu, Ben Hefker. That's why I'm discussing these issues. They're very relevant. So again, B'di'evin Perush Shmurim Amuta, and Perush Hefker. So again, it has to be done with a Shinui. Now the only question is, what's called a Shinui? And that's a whole discussion based on that which we saw here. It's a Mishnah Masech HaShviyis, which all the Rishonim on page number 7 and page number 8 quote this Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that in Kotzin, you can take a look at it on page number 9, I signed the Mishnah. So you can see it actually clearly and explicitly. In Kotzin, Tenim Shal Shvius, Mishnah, the 8th paragraph of Shvius, in Kotzin also the Muktza. Muktza is a Kli HaMiyuchad Lokutz Bota'enim. That's what the Kli is called. It's called Muktza. Aber Kotzin also, you can use this other Kli. Now this Kli sounds like Bachariva. I don't read it Bachur Ba, but Bachariva. It's Lashon Cheref. Apparently some sort of a sword, some sort of a sakin, some sort of a knife that you're allowed to go ahead. It means basically, what are you doing? A shinui mitzumat hakatif. There's some sort of shinui that's taking place in the act of katifa, the way the item is being detached from the ground. And the Rambam also, as I mentioned, that when the Rambam adds reference to this issue, the same issue that we raised in the very beginning, namely, how does the Torah reconcile two psukim, one next to each other? First, lo siktsar, lo siktsar, and the next pasuk, lo achla. So how do you reconcile? So look at the Rambam we'll see on this page as well, page 9, is the entire Rambam, and also the reference to this issue, to this Mishnah in Masechet Shviyos. The Rambam says, kol shetot ziyar tushan ha-shviyos, beim nazer shenofa bod mikon ha-shviyos. Now, the term sviach is essentially, we just translated earlier from the term nispach. And sviach refers to wild outgrowth. But the Rambam says either it fell mikodem shvius, or the Rambam says, min ha'ikrim, sheniktsu mikodem, v'chazu, and now this is what happened also. Ben ha'sovim v'ayok, sh'olim me'alayim, they grew on their own, elam zera. There was no seeding. Hakol butel lochma la Torah. Shenema v'hisa shabbas ha'or sochem lochma. So the Ram, I think it's the wind. V'afil l'sodeh shenitayim ha'bishviyas, I've become a mumpe for 27 years. V'afil l'sodeh shenitayim ha'bishviyas, b'tzom chapeh v'aseh mutar ba'achila. Zeh shenema s'yach tzircho lo tzikzor, shelo yitzor kederach shekotze b'chol shalom. It means you have to effect some sort of machinery in the tzura of the tzira. You go and shir kotzar kol asod. The v'hemid kri v'dosh. The Rambam says you do disha and the hamaras akri or shikasa hamaras aras moshe biyamir. The kotzar mat mat B'chobet v'ochel. So the Rambam also indicates that when the pasuk says "Esfiach tzircha lo sitzar shelo yitzar kederach shekotzer b'chol shana," don't do tzira the way it's normally done. If you do a kederach hakotzer, keitzad, and Rambam gives an example, kotzer kol asodeh, but kotzer ma'at ma'at v'chobet v'ochel. So the Chazanish interprets that. What does the Rambam mean? Kotzer ma'at ma'at v'chobet v'ochel. So understands the Chazanish that this means that shelo yase v'kamut rabba. You should not do it in heaps. You should not do it in large quantities. Because that is what he calls derech ba'alut. It's very hard to define. The Rambam doesn't really give you any kind of specific, definitive, detailed kind of shir. What does it mean, kotzer ma'at ma'at? El dram she'elam shir. V'chovet ve'ochel. Very hard to define. So he, the Chazanish, actually, and there's a Rambam, actually, in Sefer Mitzvos, that I believe is gives us also insight. The next page, page number 10, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in Losasi, Rishon Feis, and here also, he has a definition, he tries to define a bit more specifically. Again, one Rambam is the Rambam, as I said, in Mishnah Torah. And that should be the Rambam that's machmir in this matter. In Sefer Mitzvos, the intention of the Rambam there was not, he's not writing a Sefer Psak. So here he writes about mitzvah reish chokreis. He says, "Yiranu b'tzor mashat tasmiya chaaretz meyatzma b'shana shvitz." Even that which grows on its own in the seventh year, what we call spichin, that we should harvest that to mashat nitzah b'chol shana. Ubiyor zeh shanafti usamnu me'avada saaretz me'avada seilonas b'shana shvitz kama shekodam zechro. Umashat tasmiya chaaretz mashat zorah b'shana shvitz. So that was called jikarei sviach. So he's now positing this halacha of shinui. But now the question is, what is the nature of the shinui? Means again, it's not possible shelo yitzar klal, because the Torah says lo achla. So now, what does it mean? And he goes on to explain. That can't be. So how do you reconcile the two conflicting desiderata? The two psukim that are samach, zeh lo zeh. One pasuk says they eat, one pasuk says lo yitzar. So in Mishnah Torah, he was a bit more precise. Ma'at, ma'at. What did he say here? He said, no, don't do it the way you normally do it. So this is, as I said, a big machlokes from Rishonim, how the shinoi works. Is the shinoi in the derech haktzira? That's what Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah, and that test, and that's why I saw the Rosh also, writes like that in the Rambam, as he said before, in the Mishnah Torah, he translates, kotzer ma'at ma'at, the chobet v'ochel. Is the Rambam understood the Mishnah in Shvius, which is, which you saw on page number 9, so that Mishnah in Shvius, the Rambam understood that after I already, again, after I already did the katifa, I already detached the item, so the halacha is you can't now use a kli, hamiyuchad, l'kach el b'shinui. And the question, what's the svar of the Rambam? All this, all these shitos about shinui, yeah, I say, I would imagine, let's say, Hilton Shabbos. When we do something, yeah, okay, good. So, but let's say, when we do something, Kalahayad, or do something, Shalom Kederach, Hamalacha. So, the Hamalacha is, if it's done in a Tzurah Shomah, so then you're not over at Midaraisa. You know, you use the example of Borea. But it's in every Malach, about that. Borea,
you have both. You have both there, and you have
the
temples of both Shinuim.
Right, that's true. But we pass in Baruch Lohar, says Chayotatas. That's how the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, and Shemalach writes. You're right, but there you have both examples. But the Rambam seems to say the Shinu is not so much in the Tzuras HaPa'ula, but the Shinu is in the Kamut, in the quantity. That's what the Rambam, that's the Rambam here in Reshkot Beis. He writes that Zriel Chavisha also mitzad yetzim ha'malacha, but Tzira and Tzira are not also mitzad yetzim ha'malacha. But what's also, again, now I'm putting something to the Rambam that's not there. What's us is to demonstrate your bailus, to demonstrate your ownership, your mastery, not the etzem maisak tzira is us. It's not us. The Rambam himself says, the second letter of the Torah says, Sapi to say it's also. So how do you reconcile this? And the Chazon Ish understands it like that. He claims that the issue is bailus, that demonstrating bailus. So there are two ways of demonstrating bailus. Number one, a person gathers huge amounts because it's his field, or you do it in a normal, conventional kind of way using kelim that are conventionally used for that purpose. So that this is machlokes that we showed him how to effect this kind of shinui. Is the shinui affected by the tsuras hapa'ula, by the actual act that you did, and you do it in a different kind of way, using a different kind of kli that's not normally used for that purpose, or you go ahead. I mean, I don't want to use this analogy, but there are also people in the shul who are hakimi and chiding about shavers. Ke'ilu, they just discovered America. What happened till now? The issue of the shaving issue is 50 years old. It's not a recent vintage. I'm surprised you haven't written about that. So they say over, I heard this from Rabbi Tendler, that's all. Rabbi Tendler said, Ishmer, Meshav Feinstein, what did he do? That he would, they would bring the shavers in, he put it against his hand, and he said, everything is mutter. I call mutter. Now, it could be the shavers then, or not the shavers today. What's the issue? The issue is that the Isaris came tar. And the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to use a razor. What's called Kain Tar? So if it's sizzle-like action, that's not Kain Tar. Now, every single shaver has a sizzle-like action. The only question is it Kain Tar? How do you define that? So this, a spate of articles, and I tell everyone for the last 40 years, I've been brought, I haven't changed my shiva. I haven't changed my position. Take off the lift and cut. Remove it. It's not difficult to do. I'm at a point even I can do it, and I'm completely mechanically I'm so mechanically inept, I don't have a soul of anything. No technology. Can't even change a light bulb.
I think some of the people in the shul have part of the gemach.
Correct. It's a gemach in the shul to do. So that I discovered a while ago. And so that's what I tell people to do. But they constantly argue with me that, and they bring the shavers to me, I'm a mumche in Remingtons and all the different types of shavers. And I know it's called Kain Tar, I don't have a clue. I can't tell. It just looks to me like people have very close shaves. So I said, close shaves, maybe Kain Tar. I've used the shaver in many, many decades. So I'm easy on putter. That's why I'm not, because of that sefer, what's that sefer called? 500 pages. Anyway, so our chef told me, he read the whole sefer. There are 100 hamotzes. And he said, there's no chiyuv to wear a beard, despite what the Mechaber said. That's what Rabbi Shechter told me. He went to the whole Sefer, didn't see any chiyuv whatsoever. There's an issue of not using Kain Tar. That's true. But the question is, how do you define Kain Tar? So all the earlier pasuk were very big. Okay, why am I saying this? Because of the shinui over here. It has to be some sort of machinery. I mean, I don't know exactly. Now they have new devices. I don't know if you're aware of it. They're new devices. Okay, you also don't have a problem. I'm just saying, some people have a problem here. So, new devices, I forgot what they call them now. This latest, there's a latest shaver. I'm just not into the. I forgot. They all asked me about it. People in the shul asked me, and even Talmidim of mine asked me. Again, it's hard for me to know. I'm not, maybe you have mumpias in this area. From South Africa, South Africans have a set of mumpias in this matter. It's hard to know what's called Kain Tar. I mean, it's very difficult to define, and there's a spate of articles about this, and all the contracing that people write, left and right. My rabbi, I'm talking about the biggest Rosh Yeshiva, who I'm mentioning in every single one. And in the big Yeshiva, they were clean shaven. So they told them they use powder. Is that true? In Itri, when I lived in Itri, I lived in Yeshiva in 71-72. My roommate is a famous Rosh Yeshiva today. I mentioned him a few times. He's a Mechaber. He's a Rav Tesef, Rav HaShavis, together with the Rav from Hanof. He's an Adam Golden, Mechaber Rabbi, who's my roommate. Anyway, so he used to use powder. You know, this powder that burns off the hair on the skin. I couldn't deal with it. Where's he coming from? The Dark Ages? That's why I mentioned his name. Hold on, I don't think it's necessary. Now, Rabbi Tendler always used to tell us that one of the things about his shver, he was very normal. So they tell over I think this was in the first, there are two volumes of the biography of Moshe Feinstein. The second one is much much fatter, Av Keres. So the first volume, I have both. The first volume, they tell over Moshe ate something and discovered it was not, shall we say, not kosher. And that allegedly is what they say. He quickly expectorated. They collect. So Abitella said, La'oya ulamim. First of all, he couldn't have eaten something not kosher. I said, why not? The Gemara Chulin. But Chutz mizeh, even if he did, it probably was something that it was a questionable nature, at best. At best. And he wouldn't behave in that kind of a fashion. He was normal. That's what he's trying to tell me. Anyway, they eliminated that story from the second volume. Okay, I'm just saying to you that the question is how you define shinoi. Not only, I imagine the same issues, that's what Dr. Stern is pointing out correctly, in the Shabbos, you see, actually, he discusses it every time. He talks about Kalach HaYad and Shinoi, so, I mean, today it's, I'm always to have telephones, you could actually, they call the old telephones, not landlines, those that are,
rotary?
Yes, rotary telephones, thank you. So there, you understand what a Shinoi is today. What's a Shinoi in these telephones? There's no Shinoi. But if I visually touch it this way, that way, how do you, what's the shinoi? What's exactly the shinoi? I mean, at best, it's Dabana anyway. We're talking about the Raisa, talking about the Din Dabana. Because you see that the Rambam has a different type of shinoi than the shinoi that, now also the Rambam here, as I said, is a shinoi in comments. That's what he writes over here. And this Rambam, the Chazon Ish has a lot of discussion on these Rambams. The Chazon Ish, the Rambam says here, in Kotzer Gederach HaKotzim, okay? Kotzer Kol HaSodeh, that's not. Kotzer Ma'atmat. So again, what does that mean? What does it mean, Kotzer Ma'atmat? He doesn't tell you, hey, with Ram Shem Ram Shem. The Chazon Ish has many discussions, what exactly the Rambam has in mind. So he first writes one place that as long as he leaves something in the field, Muchach Shem Anoi Lo Baitos, Eino Ebe Balaam. He leaves something from Shirai in the field, that shows that he's not being like Bailas and Umbi Eber Allah. In another place, the Chazon Ish writes that Loki Kashir Sha'odam, Meitim Bebeisom, Latashish Menebesu, Liyom and Muwate. I prepare only for 1 or 2 days, as opposed to preparing, let's say, the Tzvach Aroch for an extended period of time. That's the second definition that he provides in the Rambam. And he has a third definition, and when you mention it, Bura L'Oitzer. So he says, in Kaifim L'Oitzer, Shall Bezdin be sure coming here already? So that's what I'm saying. He's trying to figure out what Ma'at means because Ram does not define the term, and it's very difficult to understand it. The third definition, he talks about Kaifim Ma'itza Bezdin be sure coming here. Then he says, you don't need a Shiva. If you're doing it for Itza Bezdin for the entire city, so then that does not require Shiva. That's a Finnish brother. What a Ma'itza. That's a Finnish, as Chazon Ish says. And you know, also Bezdin means again, we're. The best to become the individuals who are hiring the farmer and his workers, and they own the, they take over the property, and based on the Hanchayot of Bezdin, the parliament can actually can be coated to Peros. Okay, so he, the Chazon Ish has that definition also in terms of the how you affect actually what you call what's considered to be a property kind of issue. Okay, so I also know that. There are, as you can see, based on the Mishnah and Trias, the Mishnah dealt with the issue, which is Astira and the Pasuk. On the one hand, the Torah says the Sitzar and the Sitzar, on the other hand, the Ochlan. So now he resolved Astira. So that's the four sets of Rishonim. Some Rishonim are Chalak between Shomer and Hefker. Shomer, of course, is Osler. Question about the Osler and the Torah, Osler and the Avara. That's Mahmoud's of Rishonim. I mean, the time of the Rishonim. Ram does not distinguish between Shomer and Hefker. And the second issue that we discussed tonight was the question of, okay, you have to do some sort of a shinui. That's what the Mishnah writes in Shriyas and Nech Perek. What is the nature of that shinui? Is the shinui in the kamus, in the amount, or is the shinui in the tzura sapa'ula, the way the item is detached from the tree? That would be called the shinui. Okay. Shikrach.